This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free just to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, it's a nice little Sunday morning. It's a little chilly out there. Check this morning here. It was about 35 degrees. So, a little chilly. Past couple mornings been that way, but we're looking to have a warmer day in the 60s. A lot of this week is 50s and 60s, so it's a late fall warmth. Not going to be too bad, so there's still time to get out there. I know yesterday my wife and the two kids get out there, and we're cleaning up some leaves, taking some branches down, cleaning up the yard. In the afternoon, it was nice. It was still able to get out there. Didn't have to put on some heavy clothes. So it was nice. But my two girls, all they wanted to do was jump in the piles of leaves. So that was fun. It reminded me of being a kid. You know, just watching the excitement that two little girls had just jumping in leaves. Didn't have to have anything with TV or electronics or anything like that, just as outside enjoying themselves, so it was pretty awesome. So, you know, it is definitely time to get out there still and clean up. You know, we've talked about it many times. Do you leave leaves? Do you leave the leaves, you know, in the beds? Do you do this, that, the other thing? You know, this year I'm just going to clean up everything. I like the look of it a lot cleaner. I have a few plants here and there that, you know, maybe I'll just cut back and not worry. But definitely like that clean look, but that's really up to you and what you want to do. Like we've said a few times here, you know, adding a layer of pine needles or oak leaves, maple leaves, whatever types of leaves you have in the yard mixed together, putting those around the beds. Maybe it's not a bad thing, but definitely something to be thinking about this year while you're doing that. So, you know, I chose, like I said, this year just to get rid of them. I like that clean look. I was looking at, I was in an area that we always blow the leaves to, so the leaves just go into one corner. And it really, really composted over the past year, and the soil underneath it was dark black, had a really nice feel to it. So it was really nice to see, you know, that those leaves are composting, going back into parts of the yard. It was just nice to see the color to it. The one thing I did notice yesterday, and I only saw one, was a very tiny little tick that I found on my dog. It was interesting. You know, you're looking at it's October 20th at this point. You're like, the ticks are gone. Everything's fine. You know, I've had a little bit of a cold, and you're still worried a little bit about triple E. But you kind of lose, you know, the thought of it, and you kind of say, all right, well, it's over. We're fine. We'll make it through it, and we'll go to next year. But this is the time where they're still active, very active, and tons of different things you can be doing. But, you know, it just shows what's going on there, and I want everybody to be aware because, you know, this is actually a good time to be putting some products down. You know, what are those products? There's a bunch of different ones you could be using. I've always, when I've talked to Art from Bonide, and I've said this probably 100 times on the show, he always used to recommend using 8, spraying that into the woods, or at least the first 15 feet of the woods, and then in the surrounding area close to, on the inside of the woods, in the lawn. You're not just killing out there, you're killing some of the lawn as well. Not killing the lawn, but killing the ticks. They're still active, they're still growing, they're still creating new life for next year. They haven't completely gone dormant, so right now is actually going to help you for next year. We talk so much about what you can do to protect for the next couple years, you know, for next season. You know, what can we do? You know, we've talked about, you know, right now getting your snowblower ready for next season. Or in the spring, we talk about getting your mower out early, get it ready. We're always talking about what to do the next season. And this is one of those things. Ticks are so bad, the spread of Lyme disease, etc., that you get so nervous that, you know, what do? And this is one of those things. Natural Alternatives has a really great product. Excuse me, I'm sorry. A great product out there that you could be spraying the woods with. Same type of thing, but it's all organic. Has a nice cedar smell to it. They have their the nice product that I'm trying to think of the name here. I'm trying to pull it up at the same time as we're talking so I get the right name. But it is their insect control. It's the mosquito repellents. Mosquito tick and flea control comes in a hose end spray that you attach, obviously, to the hose, and you can spray that way. That's a really good one to take care of the ticks. Same type of thing. You're going to be spraying the lawn, but you can go right into the first 10 to 15 feet of the woods. We've talked about this many times, but I will reiterate, you know, ticks are very lazy. They kind of just hang out in the cooler areas, kind of the shade, and will jump onto a human, an animal, etc., and feed off of them instead of looking for the food. They kind of just fall onto an animal or a human, and that's how they will get their food source and just ride on from another instead of looking for it. So it's just something to really be thinking about at this time of what we can be doing for next season. And this is something to help because if you want to still get those kids out in the yard or even yourself out in the yard, you don't want to find these little ticks coming around. And I will tell you this one, it was like the size of a pinhead, like of a needle head that the old style, like a little BB. That's the size of it. I only happened to see it on my dog because it was crawling by her nose. I can only imagine if it was lower. I've checked the rest of her, obviously, but, you know, I wouldn't have known. But they're still active. They're still out there. So just when we thought it was, you know, one of those times, all right, I'll be fine, they're still going. So, you know, something to really be thinking about once you get the yard cleaned, so you get all the leaves off of it, be a great time to spray. You know, we have the organic version from Natural Alternatives. And then you can be looking at the product from Bonide. I've always used the product 8, but they have a flea and tick control. It is meant for the same type of thing. So really, you know, if you're getting out in the garden today, tomorrow, looking at what you can do to clean up the yard for the rest for the year, get it, you know, almost put to bed, but we know there's still tons of leaves out there. They're going to be falling. You know, getting an area clean is going to be helpful, but treating it afterwards, you know, it's just, they're still out there. If you want to still go out in that yard, you might want to think about what you can do to take care of it. So, you know, something we don't want to think about, we're almost in November and we're thinking, all right, we're done with this, but still out there. So just something to be thinking about today when you're cleaning up the yard. It's going to be a great day to do it. It's 60 degrees, sunny. It's a great day to get out. I still have plenty of time to be planting any trees or shrubs that you wanted to add to the home for the year. Get out to the garden centers. A lot of them, I bet, are still running some sales. Certain percentages off. That way you can still get a great quality plant, just at a lower price. I know a lot of garden centers at this point, you know, there's nothing wrong with the products. They're just trying to not have to overwinter them, so they will put them on sale. You can get some great stuff at this point, so definitely something to think about. If you guys have any phone questions, you want to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Jim in Portsmouth.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Just have a quick comment on you talking about ticks earlier. Ticks don't jump, and they're usually hanging out below your knee, and they don't climb on trees and not on bushes. I've also discovered the best preventative means for tick control is to wear rubber boots and tuck my pants in, because you got to touch a tick. It's almost like when they're grabbing, it's kind of like Velcro, and they'll like hang out on a grass, like a tall grass, and they'll just try to just grab you as you're walking by, but they don't jump. So that's all.
Okay. Yeah, no, they definitely don't jump. They kind of grab on as going, and they're the type that are, I consider them lazy. They just will go after other things instead of looking for themselves. They kind of jump on, but they do like the shady areas, the taller grass, the sides of the woods. Hence, that's why we want you to treat in those areas, not just the open, sunny areas of the lawn.
Right.
I'd rather somebody treat the outer perimeter of the yard into the woods and the shadier parts versus the sunniest part of the lawn. It's almost a waste of product. Obviously, some of these will get rid of different other insects that are in there, so that could be beneficial that way. But no, I definitely agree. They don't jump.
Okay. I love your show and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for the info, Jim. I appreciate that. Adding to your protective wear of what you're doing out in the yard is definitely something to be thinking about, instead of just obviously only spraying something to protect you. It's about what you do as well. So that's a great point that you brought up, Jim. Thank you for that.
All right. You have a great morning. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. And it's a very good point that Jim brought up. You know, obviously, taking care of yourself as you're going out. The rubber boots, perfect. Keeping your pants tucked in, cleaned. You know, longer sleeves, etc. It's definitely the way to go when you're working outside, especially this time of year when the ticks are still active. But as you said, they don't jump. They're, as you walk by, they're grabbing onto you. So if you're, you know, like I said, jumping into leaf piles, walking around, going into the woods, longer grasses, they're just going to find their way onto you. Can it be on the outside of your clothes and then work their way in? Definitely. But it is, you know, something to think about, something to really be looking at this time of year, because we kind of get that almost that sense of relief that everything's done. The insects, you know, we're starting to see them fade, see a few, you know, flies here and there, but not as many during the day when it's cooler. So we're kind of getting that almost like relief and we're forgetting. So I just want to make sure everybody out there remembers this. They're still active. They're still going. The product I was talking about earlier from Bonide is a flea and tick control. It's just called Flea Beater Flea and Tick Control. Obviously, look, you're hearing it saying flea beater. You're saying, I don't have fleas in the yard. Well, it's not just for that. It is for flea and tick. A lot of the same products will take care of those two types of insects. So just something to be thinking about this time of year. It's definitely, you know, still time to be doing it. And then again, early spring, once you're starting to see some of the, you know, buds popping on trees, leaves starting to form, that type of thing, you're starting to see them active, get a few warmer days, nights in the spring. That's when you're going to do it, early spring. Same products you can be using to help for the season. You're going to use them multiple times during the season because this product repels and will kill for up to 8 weeks. Some other products, when they're more organic, won't last as long. So you'll need to do it every, you know, 3-4 weeks. So something to be thinking about. And just remember, you know, the ticks will go into those long grass areas, the cooler areas, the woods, etc. And they will just, you know, kind of get onto you. Obviously, they won't jump, but they'll get onto you and just kind of go onto you from there. So something to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll get back. Warrior Garden Questions. We'll get back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Marie is in Reading.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How can we help you today?
I want to know whatever I can know about a gardenia plant.
Okay.
I've tried them several times. I don't have any luck with them. I have one now. I don't know if I can trim it now. What do I do with it? It's like it'll get buds on it, but they'll fall off before they bloom.
Okay.
So I don't know what I'm doing wrong with it.
Now, is this one where you keep outside during the season and bring in during the winter?
Yes, exactly. I live in a zone 6.
Okay.
So I have to bring it in, but I have it out under filtered trees in the summer, and it does really well, and it's nice and green, but it'll get buds on it, and then they fall off, and I don't know what to do with it, I guess, when I bring it in or where I should put it.
Okay. So they need, you know, the filtered sun, obviously, full sun to a light shade. But they can use that filtered sun, like you said, you have it under some trees,
mm-hmm.
The filtered light, because it doesn't want complete, like sun all day long. I know
Correct.
It sounds counterintuitive when you're saying it's a full sun plant, that it doesn't want the direct sun all day,
mm-hmm.
But it likes that filtered. So when you're bringing it indoors, you're going to want it in an area where it's going to get at least 6 to 8 hours of that sunlight. Okay. So you're looking to get as much sun as possible, pretty much. So a south-facing window, if possible.
Okay, so in the wintertime, I have to put it in an area where it gets more sun than it does when it's outside in the summer.
I think you need to actually do a little bit of both during the summer as well. I think that could be reason why your buds are not forming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes filtered sun from the beginning of the season to the end of the season are completely different, where that filtered sun's not as much. It's interesting how they, how things are out there with a gardenia. It's not that easy to get the flowers to go. It's kind of touch and go when it comes to the sunlight. Like I said, it likes to have that filtered sun, and would like some direct sunlight, but not all day direct sunlight.
Okay.
I'm thinking that some of that filtered sun when you started in the season is a little bit light, more light in the spring than in the fall. So maybe that could be part of why the buds keep falling off, because there's not enough sun for it.
Okay.
It does like a little bit acidic to borderline neutral soil.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you've been fertilizing with.
I can't tell you what it is right
now. That's okay.
It's a blue kind of powder.
Yes,
put into a gallon jug. It's only like maybe a quarter of a teaspoon or something like that.
Okay.
I've been feeding that, but,
So what I'd like to see you do is use on those powdered fertilizers, the wettable powders, they actually come in an acidic fertilizer as well. I'd like to see you use one of the acidic fertilizers. Miracle-Gro has one called Mir Acid.
I'm sorry, say that again. Mir what?
Mir Acid. That comes in like a blue package.
Okay.
You could use that, or you could use any like a Peters fertilizer that has more acidic type soils, for like azaleas, that type of thing. So it likes a pH a little bit lower. So that's going to help. That's going to help with the flowering, et cetera. So that could be part of it.
I have a lot of plants in my garden, and I have whatever, but I'm good with everything else, it seems like, but I really have trouble with this gardenia plant.
Yeah,
it's like a challenge for me now. So,
well, so the gardenia is a fussy plant. It's not the easiest to
take
care of.
Yeah, well, that's what I've read and seen, but I'm determined to get this plant to bloom sometime.
Understandable. So one of the things you could start to do when you start to see the buds, you said you see the buds form and but then they fall off.
Yes.
So when you start to see the buds form, I'd like to see you use a liquid phosphorus fertilizer. So that phosphorus fertilizer, and that could be anything, like a wettable powder or a liquid. You don't want to use granular at that point.
Okay, so now you're talking about that fertilizer. What do I get there?
So there are three numbers on a fertilizer: nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The middle number, you want it to be a higher number. A lot of them will just call it almost like a bloom booster, but you want to use that as you're starting to see buds form, because this bloom booster will actually—it's crazy how it knows what to do with the plant. But that phosphorus will get into the plant and start to produce more blooms and stronger blooms for you to help push them through.
Okay.
But you only want to use that bloom booster for a gardenia like this when you're starting to see the buds. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to use it earlier. Once you start to see a bud form, that means the plant is ready to go into that flowering stage. And so you're getting the right fertilizer at the right time to it.
Okay.
So that's going to help you with some of it. Again, I think, maybe a little bit more sun for you during the summer months. The spring when it's in that filtered when it's with that filtered light, I think it's getting a little bit more. I'm not talking, let's put it in direct sunlight for the day, because sometimes that leads to scorch on the leaves.
Okay.
Because it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, well, I can, in the summer, move it wherever I want to, but I always thought they didn't like a lot of sunlight in the summer.
They don't like that direct sunlight in the summer, but what I'm, just based on what I'm hearing, what I'm thinking is, if you put it out early, the filtered light that you're getting is a little bit different than the summer, because there's more leaf cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not there, so I that's why I'm thinking
this.
Yeah,
well, I have two huge maple trees in the front yard, and I put it under there.
So they don't want the full direct sun, but they're going to want a little bit more sun. Obviously, in the spring, the sun's going to get through the tree a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
As time goes, it's going to get more shady in that area.
Okay.
It's tricky because a gardenia, like I said, if it gets too much sun, it's bad for it. But if it doesn't get enough sun, it's bad for it as well. So you're kind of you're kind of playing the game, finding out, you know, how much sun it's getting.
Okay.
And looking at it, because if it gets too much shade, sometimes I've noticed that buds will fall off.
Yeah.
They won't focus. You know, they won't stay on because they're not getting that sunlight.
Okay.
But it does like the shade. So that's why it's one of the worst plants. I don't mean worst. One of the hardest plants.
Well, you know what? I'm going to fight with this guy because
yeah.
I just want it to bloom. So I'm going to try whatever I can. And it's like, I don't have any problems with anything else. It's like, I have a garden that is like grateful to butterflies and birds and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
You know? And this gardenia plant has been a thorn in my side for 2 years now. So I'm going to fight with it to get it to bloom.
So one other thing that sometimes leads to bud drop-off is the way you water. Everything else is very successful in the garden, so I'm assuming you water well. But it doesn't want to be soaked at all times, but it wants to stay damp.
Okay.
So it doesn't want to sit in water, but it wants to not dry out.
Okay.
So when it dries out, and sometimes in the summer when it dries out because of the heat and that type of thing, that could be part of it. But again, these are all things that sometimes happen. You would know best because you're there, but obviously with everything else being so successful in the garden,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that your watering is working. But take a look at that. You know, that could be a factor.
Okay.
So really looking at it, the factors of how much sunlight is it actually getting in that summer, and then how much water is going on during the season. Maybe those are a couple factors that could help you out going forward.
Yeah. Okay, well, I brought this plant in now. Oh, and another thing is I wanted to ask you, when is the best time, and can I do this, to cut the plant back? Could I do that?
Like, so
if I want to trim it to make it bushier, when is the best time to do that?
So you're looking for it to be in its dormant period, you know, that later in the season. So we're talking November to February. So
right.
it's a perfect time to be doing that.
Oh, it is. Can I trim it in that period of time?
Yes, because you want to prune it when it's dormant and it's not promoting, you know, new growth, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's going to promote new growth, but it's not looking to do that new growth right away.
Right.
You want it, it's going to be indoors, it's going to get the sunlight, it's going to get all those things, but it's not something that's pushing its growth right now. It's trying to relax, if you will, for the summer.
Okay.
For the winter, excuse me.
Yeah.
But you can definitely prune them. Get any of the cross branches that are in there out so they're not sitting on each other, allow it to have some air to flow through it during the season when the wind is blowing, so it's not just sitting there.
Okay.
So those are some things I would do, but you can wait, we're almost in November, but I'd probably wait until like December, let it get acclimated to the indoors, kind of let it,
Oh, okay.
Go into that dormancy period, kind of let it relax a little bit, and then I would prune it that way.
Yeah, but like I said, the leaves on there are really nice now and all that, but it still doesn't do what I want it to do. So, okay, I thank you for your time, and you've been very helpful.
No problem.
I like your show.
Thank you so much.
I just wish you were on different times.
Yeah. Hey, me too.
Okay.
All right. You have a great one. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, guys, we're heading up to the break here on the other side. We have a bunch of questions and calls on there. We'll get to you guys. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your calls. So we're going to help you out today. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carrie's in Douglas, Pennsylvania.
Carrie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Love your show. I'm sorry about your father. My 2 cents for the woman with the gardenium, they are very, very fussy plants. I've been gardening and having house plants. At one time, I had a very small house, and I had over 400 plants. So that's quite a lot of plants.
Yeah.
But they like to be pot-bound. They're very temperamental with, like, you got to find out where they like the sunlight. They also like their feet, the roots, to be wet. They don't like to be too wet, but they don't like to go dry. But the reason why I was calling is my friend has fleas. Well, it's a friend of my friend, and I mean she has fleas like when fleas. Now they have gotten into her car, and I have no pets. I used to have a dog. My son, I have a special needs son. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like dogs. So, and I was going to get a cat, but where I live, the cat could die if he gets into the road. So,
yeah.
Anything for her with these fleas?
Well, so there's a few products out there that you can be spraying, you know, in the yard around it. Bonide has some great products when it comes to different insect controls. They have a flea beater, flea and tick control that can go all around outside, so all over the structures to get it in there, so it's not, you know, just it's stopping them from coming in from the outside. So that's one to be looking at. They do have the carpet and upholstery, like aerosols, that you can use in the house.
She has two cats, and she's, I don't think she's washed them, but she put flea collars on them. She's ripped up the carpet. She's getting bit, but her husband isn't. And she lives in a mobile home.
Yep.
She did have an outfit come out and do underneath the home. I had called my friend, and I said, did she bring, because I was racking my brain, what did she do different? And her husband brought in a carpet. He's like an auctioneer.
Yeah, yep.
And I think that's where the fleas came in to begin with.
Well, it definitely could be. But if you look, there is a product that, if you look at the Bonide website at bonide.com, there are a ton of different products that they have for fleas to help it. One that they have is called Flea Beater 7. It will actually help for up to 7 months. You can use it on furniture, animal areas, carpets, kennels, etc. It's one of those ones where obviously you have to clear the house for a bit and do that. But a lot of their products are very successful, the research that they do to make it work out. So this is one of them. This Flea Beater 7 concentrate will actually treat up to 1,500 square feet.
Okay.
And it will take care of it for about 7 months. So I think that's going to be a way. There's those, you know, the foggers, obviously, but if you're looking to do something in the house with some animals, you're going to want to get them out for the day. We're also getting to that point where it's starting to get a little bit colder. So you want to find the right time to do it. So afterwards, when you have to air out the house with the windows, it's not like it's snowing and freezing freeze the house out.
Yeah, yesterday would have been a good day.
Yeah, today, I know in my area in New England, it's supposed to be a nice day, so maybe it's still a nice day there. Out in Pennsylvania, we're not that far. But the products from Bonide are really good. They spend a lot of time researching their products. If you just go to their website, like I said, bonide.com, type in their search bar flea, and they'll have a bunch of different products. And like I said, the Flea Beater 7 is a good one. It's a small concentrate. You'll have to be able to find out where they keep it. But it's definitely worth it. And then a bunch of other sprays.
Poison ivy, and okay. I'm all about using biodegradable stuff. And it's on a tree that's 20 feet or more. Would they have something?
Yeah, they have a product called Burnout 2.
Burnout.
Organic spray. To spray on that, it's perfect.
Okay.
Can I go to a break? I don't want to cut you off. Thank you for the phone call. Care.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.